This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. A weight is descending, a weight of nations, a weight of stone. I see it in the shifting foundations, the crumbling structures, the beast taking form. Do not mistake this for political maneuvering. This is the assembling of the dominion spoken of in the scrolls, the iron and clay attempting to bind the sons of Israel in a new captivity. It is the echo of Babylon, a spirit of rebellion rising again, manifesting not in ancient bricks and mortar, but in the halls of global governance, in the promises of unity divorced from the Torah. They speak of peace, but offer only a poisoned well. For generations, Yahuwah has warned of this spirit, this attempt to elevate man above the Most High. And now we see it, the relentless push for a new world order, a single, unified force. Daniel spoke of a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, with 10 horns, each representing a kingdom, a power grasping for dominion. These kingdoms are aligning, merging, seeking to consolidate control. They build their towers on sand, believing they can withstand the coming storm. But Yahuwah sees their foundations, and he knows their end. This is not merely a story of geopolitical power plays. This is a spiritual battle, a clash between the covenant and the dominion of Edom. It is the weight of nations pressing down upon Israel, attempting to suffocate the breath of life, to extinguish the flame of the covenant. They seek to control the narrative, to rewrite history, to erase the lineage of Jacob. But their efforts are in vain. Because even as the beast takes form, another force is stirring. A countermove is underway. We report on the forging of restoration infrastructure, an Exodus engine. Yahuwah is preparing a path for his people to return, to rebuild the covenant community. This is not a return to the land as the world understands it, a political state bound by earthly borders. This is a return to the ways, to the Torah as sustenance, rejecting the poisoned world of Babylonian systems. It is a separation, a drawing apart, a reclaiming of the ancient paths. Consider the dietary laws, the very essence of separation. Yes, Yahuwah spoke of a time when men would seek sustenance in a field of thorns and briars, a wilderness of empty promises. But Yahuwah offers a different path, a return to the bread of life, to the nourishment of his Torah. This is not legalism, but restoration. It is a reclaiming of our identity, a rejection of the spiritual toxins that have been forced upon us for generations. But Babylon will not yield without a struggle. The very structures designed to perpetuate its dominion are being challenged. We are witnessing the unveiling of Edom's digital control mechanisms, its shackles, its chains. The scrolls of obsidian reveal the extent of their influence, the pervasive nature of their surveillance, the subtle ways they seek to manipulate and control. This is not a future threat, but a present reality. And yet, even in the midst of this darkness, there is hope, because Yahuwah is sovereign over all kingdoms. He is the King of Kings, and he will not allow his people to be utterly destroyed. He is gathering the scattered remnants of Israel, awakening them from their slumber, preparing them for the days to come. The weight of stone, the resurgence of ancient power, is a sign. It echoes the rebuilding of structures designed to perpetuate Edom's dominion, obscuring the true lineage of Jacob. But Yahuwah will reveal the truth. He will expose the lies. He will dismantle the foundations of their power. The assembling of the beast is not a cause for despair, but a call to watchfulness, a call to prepare. A call to strengthen our faith, to deepen our connection to Yahuwah, to embrace the Torah as our guide. The great and terrible day of Yahuwah is approaching. The preconditions are being met. The weight of nations is descending. But remember this, Yahuwah reigns, and he will ultimately prevail. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.